Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. This is Spirit. Lead me to the Father, your host here, Christ Lover, your host. Glad to be back with you guys again. Let's listen to our first song, We Testify.
I'm in love for the world. I'm in love. I'm in love.
Life is not the same again.
Oh.
With
Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Well, welcome again to the show. This is Spirit Lead Me to the Father, your host here, Christ Lover. Christ Lover, your host. I want to thank you and I welcome you being, you know, for being part of the show. I'm so sorry. The last 2 weeks I took off. I did some traveling and stuff, and I needed a break and took a break a little bit. But now I'm back, and when I left, I honestly, it's my bad. I did not, you know, put on the site how long I'll be going for. And when I thought about it, I had no signal the places I went. So I could not give that information about, you know, how long I will be off the show. But praise God, I'm back and alive and kicking. You know what I mean? To set forth another powerful show. And it's crazy. Think back how many episodes that we have done, and I realized that this is the 9th episode. And I'm so excited. I don't know what it is about the 59th episode. We've been on the air now for doing this show for over a year. And we have come a long way. I've come a long way talking to you guys. If you want to be part of the show, call us at 646-668-8087. 646-668-8087. Your host here, Christ Lover. And I want to thank all my friends, family, and loved ones for being part of the show. And thank you for your praying with me and for me, enduring with me in this. You know, I tell you folks, you know, when you're serving the Lord, you go through a lot of stuff. You go through a lot of stuff, and people put you through a lot of stuff, you know. But one thing is for sure, there is a God in heaven, and he looks down on the lowly. He sees and knows all things. And, you know, it doesn't matter what people think of you, what people perceive of you. The truth of the matter is you answer only to God, and God knows, and he sees it all. You know, so regardless of the mindset of people or how people think of you, you answer to only to God. And I thank God, you know, reiterating those things and the knowledge of him in me. Because honestly, situation and people can really break you down if you're not careful, if you don't know the truth and who you are. You know, things and people will break you down. And I'm telling you, so I thank God for his knowledge and his word and his truth. Today, I'm telling you folks, this is going to be a powerful show. And I say powerful because if you stay tuned and if you listen to what is going to be said, I believe if you open your spiritual ears and your spiritual heart and you take in what is said, I believe your life will be changed. This is how I believe you're going to have a life-changing moment within the next, I would say, 50 minutes. You are going to have a life-changing moment. I told you everything that every show I do, I'm touched by it. And I do listen to the show sometimes several times because I'm always touched how God, you know, bring forth the word as I'm bringing it forth, how he leads me to see and speak of certain things. And I'm always blessed. And I'm blessed even listening to myself. I'm blessed just listening. And sometimes I'll be like, wow, you know, I'm amazed some of the things I say. Honestly, I am amazed because some of the things I say, I don't have it written down. Some of the things I do have it written down. But as I'm speaking it, the Lord give me new revelation even as I speak. You know, so it's always amazing. You know, when I'm listening to myself, I was like, wow, I can't believe I said that. Oh, wow. You know, I start to listen and hear something new. It's because God is moving. Today, you know, today's topic, you know, we're going to talk about mystery of a seed. The mystery of seed is the topic. Mystery of seed. I'm telling you, folks, there are many mysteries of seeds. I'm telling you, there are mysteries of seeds that is not known. That is not known. Let me see if I can find this verse right quick. I believe it's in Matthew 13. Let me see if that's the verse. Let me see if that's the verse. Let me see if I look and check and see right quick. Okay. I believe it is. I believe it is. I believe it is. Turn with me. Matthew 13, 31. Starting verse 31. And it says, another parable, but the fourth, another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, is like to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all the seeds, but when it is grown, it is the biggest of among the herds. Okay, well, no, it's not what I'm looking for, but I can tell you the verse. You know, I can't really find it. I'm thinking, let me look for another verse, even though that's a good one. Let me look for another verse, but I want to dab in there, but it's not really what I want to talk about and go into right now. Okay, this is it. This is it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Turn with me at Mark chapter 4. Mike, I think I'll go back to that verse I just read, but turn with me, Mark chapter 4, to 4:26, starting verse 26. And the Bible says, you can tell that I'm energized and ready to go because, you know, I had a break. You know, I've been busy and doing a whole lot of stuff. And finally, man, I'm telling you, folks, I'm sorry to break off. But when I got, you know, on the vacation, I was like, wow, this is a vacation. You know what I'm saying? I needed that break. I'm telling you, I needed that break, and I feel energized and feel so good. Mark chapter 4, verse 26, and it says, so he is, okay, and it says, he said, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast into the ground, 27, and should sleep and rise night and day. This is it. And the seed should spring and grow up, and he knoweth not how. Oh, for the earth, 28 says, for the earth bring forth fruit of itself, first the blade, then the ear, and after that the full corn in the ear. But notice what he says. It says, Jesus said, 27, and should sleep. In other words, man should sleep. In fact, let me read that portion again. Mark chapter 4, verse 26. And he said, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, he knoweth not how. You don't know how a seed grows. So the growth of a seed is a mystery. I have to say that again. The growth of a seed is a mystery. We know in part about some mysteries throughout the years of seed. Hopefully, by the grace of God, we dabble into one, two, maybe three, as the Lord leads me, you know, mysteries of seeds, of a seed. But there are mysteries of seed that is not known. And frankly, will probably never be known till, you know, Jesus come back. I want you to understand that. But seed is powerful. have to say that again. Seed is powerful. Folks, God's solution to the world is always a seed. I have to say that again. Think about that. God's solution to the world is always a seed. Never forget that. When God wants to solve a problem, he sends a baby, a male or a female. That person has the potential and has the gifts to solve that problem. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. I want you to know and understand this. Know and understand this, folks, if you're listening to me. I've told you a few, you know, what the enemy, what the devil fights on you. This is another one he fights. The devil fight you so that you will remain a seed. I hope you got it. One of the devil's main goal in fighting you is that you will remain a seed. You will never become what you were created to become. The powerful thing about a seed, its seed has to become what it is. Oh, I have to say that again. A seed has to become what it is, but nobody sees. For example, if you take an orange seed, I'm sure you agree with me that in that seed are not just one orange, but there are oranges in that one seed. Are oranges. You will also, I believe, agree with me, within that one seed is an orange tree. Not just one orange tree, but orange trees with the S. You also agree with me, if you look at an orange seed, and you think about it, you can see that in that orange trees are also potential to produce and make orange trees and the fruit, orange fruits, for generations to come. Only in that one seed. Power of a seed, folks. I want you to understand. A seed never stay dead. I want you to take that in. A seed never stay dead. You may kill the seed, but a seed never stay dead. Unless you grind it up and beat it up and do everything else. But Jesus said, except a seed dies, it cannot become. So in order for a seed to become, it must die to itself. Turn with me right quick. Oh, thank you, Lord. I know some of you thinking, well, you know where I'm going, but you have no idea where I'm going. Turn with me to Genesis chapter 1, verse 11. Genesis chapter 1, verse 11. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass and herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. Verse 12, God spoke it, and watch what happened. And the earth brought forth grass and herb, yielding seed after his kind. And the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself, after his kind. And God saw that it was good. I'll tell you another mystery right there of a seed. A seed have many seeds in itself. A seed have many seeds within itself. So God wanted to provide, you know, all the reason why God provide the herb trees and fruits and everything else, that men would eat it. Now, turn with me to Genesis chapter 1, verse 29. Genesis chapter 1, verse 29. And the Bible said, you know, I love how some preachers, when they get in the mood, you know what I'm saying? They said, in the Bible said. Verse 29, it said, God said, behold, I have given you, he's talking to Adam and Eve, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. Another mystery of a seed. Here it is, folks. Men are to dominate every seed except of himself. I have to say that again. Men, people, humans, are to dominate every seed, everything. Every seed that produce of its kind, he is to dominate it, but not the seed of himself. And in fact, I can prove that by saying even God said, let man rule and reign, let him have dominion over the fowl of the air, over the creeping crawlings, over every living thing, but God never said, let him dominate himself. God never said that. And here is the sad thing in our world. They teach us to dominate each other. That's the sad misunderstanding. They teach ourselves to dominate others when God never gave us that command. The truth is, we all are leaders. You were born a leader. But you have to become a leader. A chicken is born an egg, but that egg has to become a chicken. A beautiful baby boy and girl is born, started with a heartbeat, and through the process of time, came out of the womb as a beautiful baby. But that baby, beautiful girl or boy, that girl must become a woman. That man, that little boy, must become a man. If the girl chooses to get married, she must become a wife. And that boy must become a man. Here is, I'll give you this mystery. I mean, in fact, not it is, unless a mystery, but it's something that's very interesting. You know, the Bible never said a woman finds a good. The Bible never talked about a man finding a woman. The Bible never talked about a man cleaving to a woman. But it says that the man cleaved to his wife. If a man finds a wife, he finds a good. Adam says, for this cause should a man leave a home and cleave to a wife. That's a mystery. You know, that's a mystery in there. There are some open other things, but I don't want to go into that area right there. But I just want to show you something. So that baby girl was not born. The wife potential was in her. The woman potential was in her. But she must become. The little boy had the potential to be a man. But he must become a man. You know, he can grow and still be a baby. Many in our world, die and still remain a seed. I have to say that again. The unfortunate disaster of our world is that many of us die without becoming who we really should be, or without becoming who we really are. And when you don't become what you were born to be, you cannot fulfill or solve a problem in the world. Because God's solution to solving world's problem is a seed. We almost half of a show, and I must break right here. And we're going to listen to our second song, From Thy Truth. I love this brother, and I love this song. This song has been in my heart since I started the show. And I just want to hear the words, because I just want to, you know, get in tune and speak to my God right quick. And let me get in tune with the Spirit of God before I get back. So listen to this song, Thy Truth. You may.
You made it all, and the world that you made. in the song. We're reminded that you're sovereign, it was all on schedule. Yeah, you brought light into the dark when you died on the cross, but that was just a flesh wound. Your death couldn't hold you, so you rose up with all power in your right hand. You left gifts for the whole crew, and you overloaded us with power that we might stand. Yeah, that was your precise plan, made it shine bright like lights on a nightstand. And for the rest of our lifespan, you'll restore us back to the image of Christ.
Man, you all and the world that you made so apart, and the people cried out, Lord, how long? Then you sent the Redeemer to come along and restore what was lost. You made it all, and the world that you made so apart, and the people cried.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. And he sent a Redeemer to come. Who was Jesus? Jesus was a seed. That was God's solution to man's problem. Jesus was a seed. Turn with me. Matthew 13, the verse I read earlier. Matthew 13, read 31 and 32. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all seeds, but when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs, and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. Oh, the mustard seed is the smallest, one of the smallest of seed. And Jesus likened that to the kingdom of God. But he says, when it is grown, it grows into the biggest trees with branches. And the birds come to lodge on the branches. The powerful thing of a seed is the seed has the potential to produce fruits. And those fruit is for the world. Powerful thing about a tree, it gives branches. The branches is not really for the benefit of the tree, even though the tree benefits from the branches, but is for the other animals and even humans. One of the thing about I notice about Jesus, and even of men and women of God today who has gifts, like the Bible says, you gave your gift, make room for you. People come to you not because they like you. They come to you because you have a gift. I never forget. Years ago, I used to follow this guy called Todd Bentley. I haven't looked him up in a while, and you know, many people came against him because he had a lot of tattoos, piercings. And his meetings, you know, the Lord will move and people get healed and miracles happen. And of course, like everyone else, people always come against, you know, people like that because he has tattoos, he has piercings, and everything else. You know, I used to love listening to him. I used to love watching and following him. And he went in, you know, it was appears in his life, he went through a down moment, and he had a divorce with the wife, and, you know, people had so much to say, but people were disappointed. I mean, I was wondering, I was disappointed in the guy. I was not really disappointed in the fact that the problems and the issue he was having. I was disappointed in the fact that it seemed like, you know, he was overcome too. But I've come to realize, folks, that in life, in this life, you go through transitions. You go through transition. And as a seed, if you see yourself as a seed, if you in the wrong climate, you will never become who you were born to become. I want you to listen to me very closely. If you're in the wrong climate, regardless of what people say, regardless of how satisfied you might be in your situation or not satisfied, but if you are in the wrong climate, you will never become what you were born to become. And I've learned over the years, even though I knew in my heart and in my spirit, I have something within me that needs to be, I need to become. And I must position myself in the right climate, or else I will never become. Dear friends, one of the things that really trouble me, it don't frighten me, but it troubles me. And I told you about my story, you know, when I was in my teenage years, how I was very suicidal and I asked God to kill me. And this is the reason why I asked God to stay on earth. Is because I knew I was born to become something. I knew in my spirit, I still feel that way. I know I'm born to become something to help the world, help people. That thing actually runs my thoughts. That thing runs my thoughts. And when you get in places in life and you realize there are climate changes and even some toxicity that stagnates your growth for years, and you see that the toxicity even want to destroy the very potential you were born for, changes. I'm telling you, folks, a seed will never grow in the wrong climate. The reason why you have different, that's why you have some seeds can grow in certain countries. The climate unright. I never forget, I got some avocado a while back, and I tried to grow it here, and someone told me, man, the avocado don't grow in America. I said, you got to be kidding me. He said, no, you got to, and he showed me some other way to do to make it grow. But he said, if you just put it in the ground, it's not the ground conducive for it, because the climate and the components are not right within the climate to make the seed grow. Because the components activate the chlorophyll and what the potential of the seed to grow. I have to say that again. The climate has to be right. The climate is needed because the climate activates the seed. It activates the potential of the seed for it to grow and become what it needs to become. And when you discover that truth, you start to realize and become your own person. Dear friends, when you discover your potential, you are silent to what people say. I won't say silent, but deafening to the words of people. You are deafening to their words. Because, never forget this, folks, no one can see your potential. You must see it first. They may see something about you, but they can't really put their hands on your potential. You must see it to become it. You must have a vision of what you want to become. And when you have that vision, that's when you're becoming a leader, because a leader is a visionary. The amazing thing about Jesus was, Jesus looked for 12 men to feed into. He didn't look for the crowd, but the crowd came to him. He passed through cities, and the crowd came to him. But he looked for 12 men, and he said, "Come follow me." Oh, and he told Peter, "I will make you fishers of men." A leader tell you, "Walk in my footsteps." That's a leader. In our world today, many people want to be bosses. And the ones that we believe are leaders are not really leaders, because they need people for their position. They want to be liked. One of the things people hate about Donald Trump is this man, it's obvious he don't really care much about what people say about him. And this really is what frustrates people about the man, because he does not lead like they want him to lead. Honestly, folks, if you're a leader, that's how a leader is. Liking them or not, the truth is, if you're a leader, you have to be yourself. And this is what people hate him, some frustrated with him, because he don't lead as people want him to and expect him to. Same thing with Jesus. I'm not liking him to Jesus. Don't misunderstand, because people who, you know, normally hate Donald Trump, they get so sensitive with politics and all that stuff. I'm only giving you an example. So don't misunderstand what I'm saying. A leader is himself. It took me a while, but it's been years now, a good while, over a decade, when the Lord really revealed to me, you know, my person. And folks, I dead honest with you, I don't seek to imitate nobody. And you're talking from a person who had very low self-esteem to the point of suicidal. But the Lord walked me through a period of finding myself and knowing who I am, my potential. And I can tell you, as the person I am very comfortable in my flesh. I don't seek to envy nobody. I don't seek after people what they have. I don't seek what they want. I don't seek what they have. I don't seek to become people, because I am my own person. And usually when you become like that, to most people, you are weird. You know, I had two persons tell me that a few weeks ago. I've been working with this guy for weeks. Years. And the amazing thing about this guy, he was talking to me and was talking, and we came up about me ministering. I said, "Yeah, I minister my dad's funeral." He said, "What?" He said, "Man, you a minister?" And I said, "Well, I do my thing, you know what I'm saying, here and there. I do some stuff." I didn't want to go in detail. And he said, "I was telling my wife just the other day," he said, "man, that Dwight guy, you know what I'm saying, he did just something about him." And he said, the wife said, That guy who smile a lot, he said, "Yeah, him." He said, "Just something about him." And he said, "Baby, he's weird." You know what I'm saying? He said, "So when you tell me you minister," he said, "I knew there was something weird about you." I thought it was so funny. He said, "I know there's something weird about you." You know, I said, why I have to be weird? He said, "Because, man, I just can't put my finger on it. I just knew something. It was just something about you I couldn't put my hand on it." You know what I'm saying? I was talking to someone in Mexico not long ago, and they told me, "Man, you weird." You know, I'll start laughing. Oh, I said, "What is about me?" People say I'm weird. I guess what they believe weird is, you know, I don't act too ordinary for them. I'm my own person. I don't really seek people approval. I listen to what people have to say. The only one that I always, I'm cautious, don't get me wrong, I'm cautious by the advices of people. And I'm cautious, I always take it to the Lord in prayer. I'm always cautious about people's advice. If you are a man or a woman who don't take advice, you're a fool. I'm always cautious. But my eye is on the goal of the potential that is in me. And that is always my focus. It's always my focus. And I cannot help that I'm run by my potential that God plays in me. And I have to condition myself always to reach that potential. If you're listening to me today and you feel like you're nobody, I want you to hear me and hear me clear. The fishermen in most countries and the fishermen in Jesus' day were uneducated men. But Jesus saw the value in them. And he called them to be fishers of men. Why? There is a potential in you that you probably have no idea about. If you're suicidal, please listen to me. Don't kill yourself. Don't think about killing yourself. You are the solution to someone's problem. I have to say that again. Oh, I'm feeling it so strong. You are the solution to someone else's problem. I will never forget. It was 1999. I was very depressed sitting in my room and staring at the floor, very depressed. And it was almost like a cloud of depression was upon me. And one of the first few times I heard the Lord speak to me in my heart audibly, and he said, "You are sitting here feeling sorry for yourself, so depressed." He said, "But you have no idea. There are millions of people waiting to hear your voice so that they will get out of their situation. You have no idea. There are millions of people waiting to hear your voice so that they can live again. You have no idea. You're feeling sorry for yourself, and you have no idea. You have millions of people waiting to hear your voice so that they will have hope again." And when the Lord was telling me that, I wish I could tell you, I gained courage. I did not. But in my heart, I knew God is not a liar. I had no idea, folks, many years later, I was going to be on a radio show. I have no idea, folks, that from that time to now, I've ministered to several people, several hundred people, thousands, actually. I had no idea. And there are more to come because I still am not where I'm supposed to be. Hear me, folks. Are the solution to someone else's problem. I have to say that again. This is why you must shape yourself. Shape your life. Get in the right climate so that you will become what you were born to become. Become what you were born to become. You must die to a lot of things. You remember what Jesus said? As long as a seed is not buried and died, it still remains in itself. The graveyards are filled with seeds that never sprout. The graveyards are filled with seeds, oh, that never cracked open. Why? Because many of them were afraid to become. Many of them refused to leave the people that they need to leave to become. Many of them refuse to make the decisions that they need to make to become. Many of them. Many of them. So they remain a seed. Remember what I told you at the beginning of the show. It's one of the things the devil fights you is that you remain a seed. He fights so that you remain a seed. You must become, folks. You must become who you were born to be. Turn with me. Turn with me. 3:25, Acts chapter 3, verse 25. I don't know if it's me or it seems to me today that the time is going by slow, which is a good thing. In fact, let me read 24 and 25. Yea, and all the prophets from Samuel and those that follow after, as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days. 25, ye are the children of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, and in thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. Potential is in the seed. The blessing is in the seed. When I look at my children, I make a lot of sacrifices for them that they have no idea. They have no idea. But I make those sacrifices. And my prayer, oh God, oh my God, they are the continuing of your promise. Oh God, let them not deviate, and let them bring out the potential within them. Oh God, keep them. My prayer is always to keep them and let them become what you made them to be. Turn with me before we close. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. Again, let me go. Let me read from 22 and 23. And it says, seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently. 23, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. You are of an incorruptible seed. And the only way that incorruptible seed comes out, you have to position yourself in the right climate. We have less than 60 seconds left. Father, I thank you for the message today. I pray, oh Lord, that the listeners here, I pray that they have the life-changing moments within the last 60 minutes. And I pray, oh God, lead them and guide them, that they will become who they were born to become. Thank you for listening. And I see you next week for another powerful show. And amen. And amen.